And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I am Jimmy Hicks. Well, we start with some deeply disturbing news. An 18-year-old in Idaho was recently arrested over the weekend for allegedly plotting ISIS-inspired attacks on Christian churches. Federal officials say the young man pledged allegiance to the Islamic State and planned to assault churches on April 7th using fire, explosives, knives, and firearms. Court documents revealed that the young man believed murdering Christians was a good deed. Thankfully, the FBI uncovered his plot before the attacks could actually be carried out. Another sobering reminder that this threat is not isolated. It's growing rapidly. In other news, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas made some, shall we say, questionable scientific claims recently while she was speaking to students about the solar eclipse. The distinguished, I said that with air quotes, representative asserted that the moon is made of gases and that's why humans could potentially live there. She also said that the moon hasn't been this close to the Earth in 20 years, which is why it can block out the sun. Now look, I'm not anybody at all that can question the esteemed Congresswoman's credentials, but I do kind of question her lunar knowledge there. I can't be 100% sure, but I'm having a bit of recall from 7th grade science class, and it ain't lining up. Moving on, another Democrat from Texas, Jasmine Crockett, has recently floated the idea of exempting Black Americans from paying taxes as their form of reparations for slavery. The Congresswoman said that this, quote, puts money back in your pockets and might be more feasible than direct payments. Although she did say it, it's not her attempt to find some unity here, because imposing race-based policies only sows more division. Congresswoman Crockett. I don't know if you saw it, but in sports news, viewership numbers are in, and for the first time ever, the women's NCAA basketball championship game drew a higher TV rating than the men's final. Nearly 19 million people tuned in to watch South Carolina remain undefeated and defeat Iowa, which is a 90% increase from last year. Some are calling it the Caitlin Clark effect, and look, I get it, I understand that, but South Carolina and Coach Dawn Staley had a lot to do with it as well. But attracting fans, no matter how they came, to the women's game is certainly a positive, and they did it with a floor full of women, not men pretending to be women. That's a win in and of itself, if you ask me. Finally, in a concerning development, the Minnesota legislature is advancing bills that would ban homeowners from doing even basic electrical work in their own houses, like changing light switches, unless they had a professional license. Yeah, this is kind of communist. Well, not kind of, it's very communist. And that's all for today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I am Jimmy Hicks.